Day 4 from week chapter 5. Transforming my experience by remembering who God is. We're going to take some time and look at Isaiah chapter 46. In our lives, yesterday we talked about in our lives we could focus on the negative. We could focus on opposition. We could focus on the difficulty. And that can incapacitate us. That could keep us from getting what God desires from us. But how do you really do the opposite? How do you really reach forward? How do you really focus on the positive? Yesterday we looked at Caleb. He was able to do it. And it gave us some subtle hints. But what does that mean for us? How can we choose to look a little deeper and remember who goes with us? Dear God, as we take some time to look at what your word says, to remind us of who you are, in the midst of all the tough things that go on in our lives, help us not to forget who you are. Reveal to us who you are and what you have planned for us. Bring us encouragement and direction. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 46. And we're going to focus on verses 3 to 4. Verse 3. Listen to me, descendants of Jacob, all you who remain in Israel. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Until your hair is white with age, I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. As God's talking to the Israelites in this passage, in verse 3 it opens up, I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. Though this passage is specifically talking to the Israelites, as far as how God has taken them from the past, from past struggle to past struggle, I believe it also applies to us today. That God looks at us individually and says, I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. Sometimes in life, it's very difficult to figure out how God was there for us. Before we knew him, how was God there for us? I'll listen to my wife talk about what God has done in my kids' lives. I'll listen to my parents talk about what God did in my life. I'll listen to other people talk about their spouses and their kids and their parents. Sometimes we can't see what God does until we take a step back. Until we talk to other people to be reminded of what has happened or to be shown the things that we might have missed. It's not until then where we can really know specifically how God was there for us before we were born. How we can know that God has been there for us since we've been born. Verse 4 has an amazing promise. I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. God promises to be with us throughout our lifetime. Not just a portion of our lifetime, not just when we're kids, not just when we're old. But God desires to take us through junior high school, college, young adulthood, senior adulthood. God desires to be there. And he promises that he'll be there and he won't leave us. He says, I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. When we can't go on anymore, Why don't we just let God carry us through it? When we're exhausted and we feel like we desperately need to be rescued, God desires to go ahead and do that. Will we let Him? Or will we be too busy trying to fight things out by ourselves? So often in our lives, we seek to take on everything by ourselves. And when we push God to the side, when we do that, our experiences can be overwhelming because there's so many things we don't know. It's too tough to experience. And it's too great for us to comprehend. The encouragement here is that we take our lives and our experiences and our stresses and our struggles and transform those into opportunities for God to remind us of who He is, for us to see God at work. If we don't have to deal with it, why are we so eager to struggle with it? Verse 5, to whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Some people pour out their silver and gold and hire a craftsman to make a god from it. Then they bow down and worship it. They carry it around on their shoulders, and when they set it down, it stays there. It can't even move. And when someone prays to it, there is no answer. It can't rescue anyone from trouble. Do not forget this. Keep it in mind. Remember this, you guilty ones. Remember the things I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God, and there is none like me. Only I can tell the future, before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. In life, we tend to put a lot of stress, a lot of focus on people, on things, on circumstances. And we miss out that God desires to do amazing things in our lives. Is there something that you're making into a god? Is there something that you're putting more attention to? God desires to be your one and only. There's none like God. And God's desire for us is to be able to live in a way where our experiences are full and amazing. Where we can know that we're cared for. Where we can take time to rest. Where we can be safe. And that we can have security. Why is it that we settle for less than? We don't have to. Verse 11, I will call a swift bird of prey from the east, a leader from a distant land, to come and do my bidding. I have said what I would do, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn people who are so far from doing right. For I am ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now. I'm ready to save Jerusalem and show my glory to Israel. God desires for us to be able to live an amazing life and to have things set right now. Not just in the distant future, but right now. Will you allow God to make things right for you right now?